On the line with us today is the president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Mozell. Rod, I know this last fall, you were asked, one of about three dozen individuals that were asked to serve on a search committee to look for a new president, for a successor to Burns Hargis, who announced that he would be retiring in the middle of 2021. Tell us about the process and tell us about this this person that has been recommended to the Regents and that they have announced as the new president-to-be as of the 1st of July, 2021.
I couldn't have been more honored to have had the chance to represent Oklahoma Agriculture and Oklahoma Farm Bureau on the search committee. And it was a tremendous group of folks that the Regents put together, representing faculty and students and support staff and supporters of the university and all kinds of different interest to kind of give a full view of the university, kind of reflection of the university. And we had a tremendous batch of candidates. There were well over 100 candidates from around the country with all kinds of backgrounds, from great military leaders to political leaders to academic leaders, including several presidents and provosts and several tremendous business candidates too. So there were a wide spectrum of folks, and the search committee went through several steps and narrowed it down to from the written resumes, narrowed it down to a group to interview, and then narrowed it down to a smaller group that in the end, after all that, we sent four names to the Regents for review, and they had those four folks back in to visit with the Regents the last couple of days and then made the announcement. The white smoke came up out of the Regents room last night with the announcement of Oklahoma's own Casey Shrum as a new president for OSU. And although there were four candidates that they talked to, and all four were amazing people, three of them I thought were a good cultural fit and academic fit and so forth for the presidency. There would have been three of that group I think would have been tremendous presidents, but certainly Casey, with her knowledge of OSU and the amazing success she's had at the osteopathic hospital in Tulsa, is, you know, just a tremendous new leader for Oklahoma State to follow on the great success that Burns Hargis has had.
How do you see Casey as a fit for the land grant mission and for a good representative for rural Oklahoma?
Of course, that was my main focus on the committee. Was I felt like my role was to stand up and speak out for land grant, because of the important role land grants have served for not only in Oklahoma but nationally to deliver agricultural education as well as the research and extension. And so our primary focus in all the candidates was if they've had land grant experience, how they've handled the support and the issues that came up on the land grant front. Although Casey's from the medical side, her long-term involvement at OSU as a student, and then at the osteopathic college, and there she's proved her rural roots a lot by probably the first program that we're all aware of was the Blue Coats to White Coats program, which has been just a huge success, and now states all over the country are looking at that, and then more recently the Green Coats to White Coats program, to efforts to recruit more candidates to be doctors that are from rural Oklahoma in the hopes that they'll return to rural Oklahoma. And then she's played a tremendous role in the osteopathic college and working with groups like TSETS and hospitals around the state, trying to get more rural residencies to get doctors back in rural Oklahoma. And so she has a real heart for rural Oklahoma. Her kids have been participating in FFA and raising animals. And so she has just an amazing personal story with six children, three biological and three that they've adopted, an amazing blended family that she and her husband have. And from all the interviews I did with lots of people on her staff, just tremendous respect from her staff at the osteopathic college and from others in the OSU system that worked with her, other presidents in the system and other leaders, including our own Dr. Kuhn from College of Agriculture, that have had lots of interaction, a lot of respect. And she does a tremendous job of recruiting good leaders to be around her at the osteopathic school and thinking outside the box. I mean, the work she's done now to help land the new Veterans Hospital at Tulsa that's going to greatly expand the osteopathic health program, and her work with the to land the donations and working with the Attorney General for the new center to that Purdue's helping fund to help deal with the painkillers and so forth. So she's been a very imaginative and a leader in so many ways. And so we're looking forward to having that kind of imaginative leadership at OSU. And I think she has a real heart for people, a passion for people. So I'm just really excited and looking forward to the vision that she's going to bring to OSU and the leadership team she's going to put together as we go forward.
Seems like that she'll be, you know, obviously a candidate that well knows the challenge that she's got as far as following the footsteps of Burns Hargis.
And she said repeatedly in our interview process about what an important role Burns had been to her and giving her these opportunities and mentoring her and leadership. So we're, I think, all hoping that that'll continue to be a very special relationship and that Burns will continue to be a good advisor and consultant to her as time goes forward, as she starts to put her own mark on things. And having been in the OSU system, she knows all the different campuses around the state, from Panhandle to Connors to Northeastern and so forth, that are all in the Regent system. And she's aware of the research and extension, certainly very aware of the medical research, but she's aware of the ag research and extension, and we're hoping to continue to get lots of time with her to get her more up to speed on those things. And I know Dr. Kuhn has already been working on that and plans to do more of that, and all of us and all the different ag groups will be reaching out to her to continue to expand her ag and rural Oklahoma knowledge beyond what she's already displayed and the interest that she and her family already have. They've chosen, now they'll be moving to Stillwater, but they've chosen in the past to live not in Tulsa, but outside of Tulsa on a small farm. And so she wanted to raise her kids in a smaller town. And so that she has a passion for a lot of what we all care about.
I know that, this makes April an even more exciting month for Oklahoma State, and especially for the Ferguson College of Agriculture with the groundbreaking on the new building coming up April 23rd. I know you're excited about that as well.
What a tremendous deal. I mean, the vision and passion that Dr. Kuhn has shown on that, and hats off to Burns Hargis for all the time and effort he's lent to that effort and working with Dr. Kuhn and the foundation to do all the fundraising and so forth for it. The last time I checked, they'd raised a little bit over $41 million of the $50 million in private funds they were targeting. I know they're still out actively working on that. So we're really grateful to Burns Hargis and Dr. Kuhn for the vision and leadership they've had to tackle that project. And, to raise that kind of money for an agricultural project in Oklahoma is just amazing, and it takes real commitment to that and a real determination, and we've been blessed with leaders that have done that, and so we can't say thank you enough to Dr. Kuhn and to President Hargis and to the Regents who've supported this effort, and of course we're still hunting for folks to give that last $8 or $9 million to so they won't have to be borrowing money to for the private fundraising part. So there's still an opportunity for folks to step forward and be a part of this exciting project for the future of our state.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Mozell, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.